Tuesday, 27th week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 1, verses 13 to 24. For you heard of my former way of life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it, and progressed in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my race, since I was even more a zealot for my ancestral traditions. But when God, who from my mother womb had set me apart and called me to his race, was pleased to reveal his Son to me, so that I might proclaim him to the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. Rather, I went into Arabia and then returned to Damascus. Then, after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to confer with Cephas and remained with him for 15 days. But I did not see any other of the apostles, only James, the brother of the Lord. As to what I am writing to you, behold, before God, I am not lying. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia. I was unknown personally to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only kept hearing that the one who once were persecuting us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. So they glorified God because of me. Second, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. As they continued their journey, he entered a village where a woman who lame was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me. The Lord said to her in reply, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. A believer needs to be wise and eager. In life, we seem to see two contrasted kinds of people. One kind is talkative, eager, and active. The other kind is quiet, profound, and meditative. Both have advantages and defects. The one who is eager and active without guiding principles shall easily be lost and become radical. The one who is so quiet and meditative shall easily be witless and inactive. Today's readings give us few examples of these people. In the first reading, St. Paul is a typical example of the first kind. He was eager to persecute the Christians because he thought they are perverse and against the Jewish tradition. But once he was shown the right way by the resurrected Christ, he became the eager preacher to the Gentiles more than anyone else. In the Gospel, Martha was so eager to welcome Jesus that she forgot to spend time to converse with him, while Mary spent all of her time just to listen to Jesus' teaching. Second, the analysis. First reading. Christ viewed Paul's eagerness as an instrument for preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. Third point. St. Paul plainly eagerness before his conversion. He himself confessed of his past. For you heard of my former way of life in Judaism, how I persecuted the Church of God beyond measure, and tried to destroy it, and progressed in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my race, since I was even more a zealot for my ancestral traditions. The event on the way to Damascus, in which Paul fell from his horse and became blind, completely changed his life. Christ appeared and showed him the dangers of his blinded eagerness. It is hard for you to kick against the goat. See Acts chapter 26, verse 14. Second point. St. Paul spent time with Christ in the Arabian desert to learn about divine revelation. In the Damascus event, Christ revealed his will for Paul, that he wanted him to be the apostle for the Gentiles. Since Paul was not one of Christ's disciples during his life on earth, he needed to be privately instructed by Christ. This fact is very important because Paul's opponents accused him of not knowing Christ. In today's passage, he mentioned that right after his conversion, he did not go to Jerusalem to meet other apostles. Instead, he went to Arabia to spend 3 years with Christ in the desert. During this time, Christ revealed many revelations and prepared him for his mission in the future. After this period, Paul went up to Jerusalem to meet Peter and some of the apostles. Third point. Paul's new eagerness after 3 years of meditation in the desert. God did not take away Paul's eagerness, but used it as the useful instrument for preaching of the gospel. As he did pride, as to what I am writing to you, behold, before God, I am not lying. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was unknown personally to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only kept hearing that the one who once was persecuting us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. So they glorify God because of me. Looking back at St. Paul's life, we can see God's wise and wonderful providence. He did not destroy his eagerness so that he stopped to persecute the reason, but he let him see his wonderful plan and invited him to participate in it. And then he sent him out to preach the gospel for the Gentiles. From that time on, he became the one who eagerly preached the gospel, even though he must accept lot of suffering, persecution, prison, and even death for his preaching of the gospel. Second, the gospel. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. Bethany is the village of the three brothers and sisters, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. This village is close to Mount Olive and the temple Jerusalem. Jesus and his disciples frequently visit them when he traveled to Jerusalem. This visit might be the last one before his passing. Third point, the subjective view of Martha. To welcome Jesus to their house was an honor for them. This is the reason Martha eagerly prepared food for Jesus. There were many things to do, and Mary was supposed to help her, but she did not help. She kept sitting at Jesus' feet to listen to his teachings. Martha felt uneasy with her sister, so she came and said to Jesus, "Lord, do you not care that my sister had left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." A special guest come to visit is not only to eat, but to talk with members of a family. If the head of a family consider the receiving of a guest is important, she can prepare food in advance, so that she will have time to talk when her guest come. Martha probably thought that preparing food for Jesus was the most important thing to do. Therefore, she forgot about her talking with Jesus. Moreover, she could secretly give a signal to Mary to ask her for help, but she did not do as such, and blame on her guest, Jesus, because he did not recognize Mary's duty to help her. Second point, God wants people to choose the best and lasting value. First, Mary's wisdom. She recognized the importance of talking to Jesus, of which her sister did not recognize. Moreover, Mary has certainly heard Jesus' teachings, and she knew how important they were. Therefore, instead of being busy like her sister, she chose to welcome Jesus and to listen to his words. We can see how proper it is if Martha did not voice her complaint. She worried about preparing food, while Mary about receiving Jesus. Second, Jesus' advice. To respond to Martha's complaint, Jesus said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary had chosen the better part, and it would not be taken from her. Jesus did not say repairing of food is not important, but he considered it not as important as listening to God's words. If other things prevent one to listen or to learn God's word, one must have courage to discard them, to choose listening to God's word as Mary had chosen. To Jesus, if he had to fast or to have just a simple meal, but for Martha to have an occasion to listening to God's word, he would be happy to do so. Application in life. We are born differently. Some are eager and active all the time. Some are quiet and like to meditate. We are unable to compare them and say which one is better, but both need to compensate for each other. The latter can provide orientation for the earlier. However, we need to balance both dimensions in our life. When we are young and healthy, we like to be active and oriented to the future. But when we become old, we have no health to do many things. Instead, we tend to be quiet and meditative on our past. Therefore, there shall be a conflict between the old and the young generation, but we should not exclude each other. The young eager lad needs to be guided by the old wisdom. The wisdom we need to learn above all is the divine wisdom revealed in Scripture. Choosing to listen to God's word is the best option, since no one can take it away from us. Amen.